Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome here to each of you in Jesus' name. And yeah, we got some people back that haven't been here for a while, so it's nice to have everybody back this way. I was, excuse me, I was blessed with thinking about the memory verse and how, you know, Jesus died for us when we couldn't do anything about it. He did this freely, and we all have heard this saying in life that nothing's free in life. If somebody tries to give you something, you're looking for the reason why, because it's not free. And yet salvation is free. Something that's worth more than anything else in the world is free. And that's pretty incredible to think about. This morning, I want to talk about words and something that we use and say, don't think that much about maybe. And just thinking about words, as far as an average person, by the time he gets to lunchtime in a day, the average person will say about 4,000 words in that time. And then it ramps up from there usually. You know, in the afternoon, it might run up to 16,000 words in a day. And some of us are going to talk more in the mornings than others. And I know a two-year-old that probably about get it done shortly after breakfast, depending when she eats. So there's, some people more than others. I don't know how long I'll talk here this morning, but if I talk for 20 minutes straight, they would say that I'm probably going to say between 3,000 and 4,000, or is it 2,000 and 3,000? Several thousand words in that time. A lot of words. And how important are words? Words are actually very important. And there's a lot said in the Bible about words. Once we say words, we can't take them back. If we say them wrong, we can say more words and try to fix it, but we can't take them back. Once they're out, and then they're gone. So it's very important how we use our words. I've got several verses I want to read. And think about words. When I read these verses, I would like you to be looking for, thinking about the words being spoken in these verses. In Proverbs 25:11, and this is actually what started this whole message. I had heard a sermon on this verse years and years ago in Bible school, and I was trying to figure out how to preach on just this one verse, Proverbs 25:11, and finally I just went with the study of words instead of just this one verse. And that verse says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. So words can be very beautiful things. They can be very beautiful. And we know that words can be very unattractive. They can change things in that way too. Matthew 12, verse 34 through 37 says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So our words will either justify us or condemn us. And our words show what's really in our heart. Now, I can sit up here and I can make a pretty good speech about something. But if it's not my heart and you keep hanging around me long enough, you're going to hear what's really in my heart. What we speak is what's in our heart. It will come out eventually. And we've probably all been around people that spoke words that was just butter smooth, and they felt fake, and they was fake when we was around that person long enough. Proverbs 15, verse 1 and 2, and also verse 4. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Sometimes it's best to quit talking, to not talk, to be quiet. And Jesus, or Joseph, understood this in Egypt when his brothers came wanting food. You know, I think Joseph wanted to tell them, see, this is what I told you in my dream, that you're going to bow down to me. And I think he wanted to let them have it about how they had treated him. And yet he held his silence. He did not reveal himself to them. And that was probably a very good thing. Proverbs 15, verse 28, we should think before we talk. It says, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. Proverbs 11, verse 9, an hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. We should be very careful with our words. In Mark 6, verse 22 and 23, it's where Herod was watching the daughter of Herodias dance or whatever she was doing there. And he opened his mouth and said, I'll give you whatever you want to have the kingdom. And after he had said the words, he realized what he had said when the request came in and he had to carry through. We need to be careful with what we say. Colossians 4:6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. And in Ephesians 5, verse 4, Paul cautions against vulgar words. It says, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Proverbs 6, verse 2, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. You know, sometimes we say something, it's easy to say something, and it's not near as easy to do it. And sometimes we may say we're going to do something, and we didn't really think through that, but we're snared into it then, and we got to carry through. And that can happen to us. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. So we should speak words of comfort to each other. Proverbs 12, verse 25, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. We've all been around people with a heavy heart, and the mood affects everybody. And somebody that's happy and has joyful words to say, that affects us too. It makes us glad. It changes how we view life. Proverbs 16, verse 24, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. In Psalms 12, verse 6, says, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. So God's word is pure, it's flawless, and it's always right. We don't have to worry about God's word being tainted in any way. It is flawless. Psalm 19, verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Proverbs 17, verse 22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Another verse about how our heart is affects and how our words come across. It affects people. And there's many more verses in the Bible. I was just amazed at how many times it refers to words. And maybe you've thought about it before. I don't know. We say so many words in a day and we don't think much about it. And yet there is so much speech to words in the Bible. And you can think about the children of Israel in the wilderness. They murmured. They used words against God. And we know how that turned out for them. It didn't turn out well. We can think of Jesus. He said to let the little children come to him. Them were kind words. They're words that any child can think about and enjoy thinking about. Words can change a picture a whole lot. Words are very powerful. And words can start an argument. You know, the Pharisees came to Jesus with words and questions about who to pay money to. And Jesus' answer dissolved the argument. And it, you know, you can start an argument, you can end an argument simply with words. Very powerful. You can discourage or encourage with words. You can get somebody pretty discouraged if you don't have to try very hard if you talk about everything negative that you can think of or heard of or come up with. Or you can be positive and you can talk encouragement to people. Which one do we do? I know I have been encouraged by kind words here at this church, and it was needed. It felt needed. It just helped me. And y'all do a very good job at that. I hope I use encouraging words to y'all as much as y'all do to me. Let's encourage each other with words that give hope and strength to face whatever struggle we're in, because some of us struggle at times. It might change places, but be looking for that and use words that encourage and help in that. And I've got a poem and then an article that brings out how words can affect negative or positive. And I want to read them to you here. I thought about reading it at the first, but then in thinking about the one poem, don't really, unless you're thinking about words, it may not stand out to you as much. It could be used in something else. But I'll read this poem first, and it's using words in a negative way. And the poem is called Be Careful. I know what you need, boomed the man dressed in black. He scrutinized her from the chair where he sat. And then he proceeded to tell her his mind, so sure he was right and that she was quite blind. His speech was unnerving. She felt like a heel. She zipped her mouth shut and contained her appeal. Oh, please, sir, do listen, her heart cried in pain. You don't understand, but it would be in vain. To contradict anything said by her host, she may as well talk to a wall or a post. The man meant it well, but he could not relate to things that she faced, though her needs were quite great. He never went through such a valley so deep. She stifled a sigh, then started to weep. Might we learn the lesson, be slow to conclude the needs of our brother, the similitude, in fact, may not really be as we first thought. Our quick conclusion may make one distraught. So words can really affect somebody in a negative way. But thankfully, words can boost people. Words can pick people up. And I have an article here that I found that illustrates this, and I'm sure there's many, many others out there. A small moment on a busy morning. It was a normal busy day. A businessman was driving to meet an important client. His mind was full of plans, ideas, and targets. But suddenly he remembered something simple yet important. He had forgotten his pen and notebook at home. He needed them for the meeting. He looked around, hoping to find a shop nearby. As he slowed down the car, he noticed a young boy sitting near the road. In front of the boy, there was a small pot with a few coins in it. Beside the pot, there were some pens kept neatly. The boy's eyes were hopeful. He sat straight, waiting for a customer, waiting for someone to notice him, waiting for a chance. The businessman stopped his car and walked toward the young boy. The boy smiled softly, a smile that showed both innocence and struggle. The businessman picked up a pen. He did not bargain. He did not look down at the boy. He did not treat him like a poor child on the street. Instead, he spoke with respect. He said warmly, "You are a small businessman. Keep working hard. One day you will do great things." The boy looked surprised. No one had ever spoken to him like that. People usually ignored him or gave money out of pity. But this was different. This man saw him as capable, valuable, and worthy. The businessman gave him the money, smiled, and went for his meeting. For him, it was a small moment. But for the boy, it became the beginning of a new life. Many years went by. The businessman continued his work, forgetting that small moment on the roadside. But destiny had kept something beautiful for him. One evening, he went to a grand hotel for an event. The place was filled with lights, music, and well-dressed guests. People from different fields were invited. While looking around, his eyes suddenly stopped. He felt he had seen someone before, a face that looked familiar, a smile that touched his memory. A young man walked toward him. His eyes shone with confidence. His clothes were clean and smart, but his smile was full of respect, gratitude, and joy. "Sir, do you remember me?" the young man asked with excitement. The businessman looked closely. Slowly, the memory returned. "Yes, you're the boy who sold pens near the road." The young man nodded with tears in his eyes. He said, "Yes, sir, that was me. And your words changed my life." The businessman was surprised. He asked gently, "How are you here today?" The young man smiled proudly. "Sir, I am also invited today. I now own a restaurant business. I have a few restaurants in the city." The businessman's eyes widened with happiness. The young man continued speaking with emotion. "That day when you called me a small businessman, I felt something change inside of me. For the first time, someone treated me with dignity. You didn't see me as a poor boy. You saw me as someone capable." Those words gave me strength. He explained how he had sold many pens after that day, saving every coin. Then he started a tiny food stall. Slowly, with hard work, honesty, and courage, he opened his first restaurant, then another. And today, he was a respected entrepreneur. He said, "One sentence gave me confidence. Because of you, I believe I could do something big." This story teaches us a powerful truth. A few words can change someone's entire life. Respect can give courage to someone who has nothing. A small act of kindness can create a big future. Everyone needs someone who believes in them, even for a moment. So that's the other side of what words can do. They can do amazing things for us. They can do amazing things for people and for people that we meet. In closing, I want to read again Proverbs 25:11. It says, "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver." And I had to think that life will end with us hearing words. You know, we're going to hear either "well done" or "I never knew you." We're going to hear words at the end of life. So let's think about our words. I know I could do much better at saying nicer words, looking for ways to share words with people that will encourage them. And I believe that's what God wants us to do. And the way to follow God's will for our life here is to use words in this life for people that we meet. So God bless you as you use words in a right way. And hopefully, if you're like me, hopefully you can scale down on words in the wrong way. So that's all I have. If y'all want to stand, we'll pray.